exceptions pour vous, pour vos familles. Je vous souhaite bénédiction apostolique.
My name is Erin. I'm 28, and I'm from the USA. I'm really quite excited to be able to say a few words about the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, because I really regard him as my Pope. I'm a convert to the faith from an atheist background, and during the pontificate of Pope John Paul II, I was unfortunately just too young and not spiritually involved enough to notice very much about him or who he was. Fortunately now, I'm learning more, but Pope Benedict's pontificate has coincided with my own journey, and he's been a very big part of it. In 2007, my husband and I took a year out to go traveling, and one of the things we had as a must-do was to be in Rome, in St. Peter's Square, on Easter morning, and to be part of that Mass and to see the Holy Father. Now, at that time, we were still both searchers. We had made a definite conversion to the Christian faith, to belief in Jesus Christ. But we didn't really have a home for that faith or an outlet for it. And we weren't thinking of Catholicism anyways. But that morning in St. Peter's Square, that Easter, was a moment that stands forever in my memory. Very vivid. I can still see the Pope coming out onto the balcony. I can still hear him announcing in Italian, "My dear brothers and sisters, Christ is risen." These words, "Christ is risen," I hear him pronounce them again and again. I will hear him say them for the rest of my life. That moment, that Easter, had its trajectory in our eventual conversion to the Catholic faith. Pope Benedict has been there every step of the way for us, offering us a Holy Father whom we could respond to and relate to in some degree, because his vision about where the Church is and where it needs to go is so clear, because he's this man of great faith and great intellect, and he shows that these two things, far from being mutually exclusive, go hand in hand together. So I think he is the Pope that we need right now, the one who understands the challenges we face and the really urgent need for re-evangelism. Most of all, the Holy Father asks us to encounter Christ as he encounters him, with this incredible sense of both enlightenment and joy. And he's such a prolific writer. His books have helped me in this encounter and in my own spiritual formation, particularly his Jesus of Nazareth. So I find that he's a tremendous theologian, a visionary leader, but most of all, he's a man, a human being, who loves Jesus Christ and wants to bring all people to Jesus Christ through the ministry of Peter. So I thank Pope Benedict for bringing me to meet the risen Christ.
Give me your God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us pray together.